Hello.
Hello, my name is Percy, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
All right. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent?
These days, I guess I would have to say I'm a Democrat.
All right. Now, there's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Willa Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote. Or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
I'll probably vote. I'd vote for Colin Allred.
All right. Now, next.
I'll vote for anybody who's not a Republican right now.
Oh.
I don't care who it is.
Okay.
I'm so angry at them, and I just, yeah.
All right, I understand. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. The first one is Clay Jenkins.
Neutral.
All right. So from the four categories, about very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, which one would you choose from?
I guess somewhat favorable.
All right. What about Roland Gutierrez?
I don't know who that is.
All right. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Remind me who that is.
She is a Democrat, and that is all I can say because I cannot influence her opinion in any way.
But you can't tell me like what position she is, like judge or what. I don't know who that is.
All right,
I don't know who that is.
What about Planned Parenthood?
What are my choices?
They're very favorable, somewhat
very favorable. Very favorable.
Okay. What about Nathan Johnson?
I don't know who that is.
All right. What about Yasmin Simmons?
Who?
Yasmin Simmons.
I don't know who that is.
All right. What about Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
What about Victoria Nyave Criado?
I don't know who that is.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
And what about Ron Kirk?
I don't know who that is.
All right. Now, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate between Yasmin Simmons or Elizabeth Ginsburg would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know either one of them, so...
All right. That is totally okay.
I don't know. I'd probably just guess which name I liked better. I don't know.
All right. Now, which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which ones do you think is the most important one for a Democratic candidate to address? And the following issues are the next ones. The first one is abortion, which is Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms. There's two, education, which Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Three, being local control, which is state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights. The fourth one is guns, which is sensible gun sale laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Or the fifth one, which is voting rights, restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy.
And I have to pick one of them?
Yes. Which one do you think is the most important one? Although, don't worry, the next question would be which one do you think is the second most important one. But yeah, for this one is which one do you think is the first most important one?
I think the most important one is abortion.
All right. And now, which one do you think is the next most important issue?
Voter rights.
All right. And now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? And there's two options, The first one being, one who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and cross-voters with a pro-jobs and business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic parties.
I think it's the first one, but my problem is I think the Democrats notoriously pick the wrong person for that. They think the wrong person is most able to win. I mean, I just think the Democrats need to be more offensive, and they're too defensive right now. So I don't know how to answer that.
All right. So you would say that from these options, you just really don't know if you can't pick.
Just win. Just whatever you have to do to win. Just win.
Okay. So maybe it would be the one, again, the options were the first one.
I understand what you're saying the first option is, the one that's most likely to win. But I don't necessarily agree that the most progressive person wouldn't be the one that would win. Because in my opinion, if you had had Bernie Sanders running at the same time as Trump, Bernie Sanders probably could have won, because Trump just pretended he was a Bernie Sanders. You know, he mm-hmm. pretended he was against the, you know, I mean, all the things Bernie Sanders actually is what Trump pretended to be. Mm-hmm. And so that's just, you know, I don't think that the Democratic National Party always picks the person who can actually win. You know, I think that they pick who they think can win. But I don't know if that's always true, because I think the progressive ideas are actually the ones that Americans want.
All right.
But,
well,
you know,
so then,
we don't put the progressive candidate ahead. So I know I'm not answering your questions, but I don't think the two choices are, I guess I'll say one, but I don't think the Democrats are always good at picking that one.
Okay. Now next, racist each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, the candidate being Yasmin Simon. If this leads you to definitely want to vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't really impact your opinion on her. So the first statement is, Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities.
What am I asking, if that impacts it?
Yeah. If this impacts you in a way that makes you want to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't really impact your opinion.
It doesn't really impact my opinion.
All right. Yes, and Simmons.
And I live in the Park Cities.
Oh, really?
So I don't know. Yeah, I live there, but I don't know that that would impact it.
Oh, all right. Totally understandable. Yasmin Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger.
Yes, that would impact me.
All right. So would this maybe want to be definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't really impact?
That would make me want to vote for her, yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right. Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
Probably.
All right. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
What about that?
If this makes you want to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't really impact your opinion.
Doesn't impact it.
All right. Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
Probably impact my thought. Probably.
All right. Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Yasmin Simmons' common sense and problem-solving approach.
Probably.
All right. Yasmin Simmons puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, NSPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
What impacts my decision?
All right. And now, in Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big governments out of our local communities.
Probably.
Yasmin Simmons is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms, who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
Probably.
Yasmin Simmons will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Definitely, that would influence
me. All right. Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Wouldn't impact my decision.
And lastly, Yasmin Simmons is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
Probably impact, yeah.
All right. Oh, well, we're already 68% done with the survey, so I just want to thank you for your time and for answering these questions. All right, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was a 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools and expanding Medicaid. Now, based on all of this information about both Yasmin Simmons and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I have no idea.
All right.
Sounds like they both think the same thing, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't know. Are you allowed to tell me anything else about Ginsburg?
Yes, actually, the next, now for the next segment of, like, these questions, it's, again, a definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter. But now, in this case, it's more about if this makes you want to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't really matter to you. And for the next few statements, they're actually about both, about Yasmin Simmons and a little bit about Liz Ginsburg. So the first statement is, Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows that she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer. And there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against a Republican today. So now, based on these, like, kind of facts, would you want to say that this makes you want to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't really matter to you?
I would definitely vote against her, and I would go with Yasmin. I mean, she lives in my town. You know, I live in Park City, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, understandable. Now, Yasmin Simmons is a big-money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
She what?
Yasmin Simmons is a big-money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Does this make you want to definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or it doesn't really matter?
It doesn't matter to me.
All right.
You got to have whoever's got the money behind them.
All right.
Right now, it's just, there's too much at stake.
Okay. Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Would you say this makes you want to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't really matter?
Is Yasmin a Democrat?
Yes.
Then I don't care.
All right, so it doesn't matter?
Nope.
Okay.
People donate to all kinds of things. You know, you donate to everything.
All right. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg, losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago, shows that she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. Does this make you want to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't really matter?
Doesn't matter. I don't know.
And now, like lastly of this segment of the statement parts, Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Does this make you want to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't really matter?
I'd vote against her if I knew that.
All right. Would that be definitely or probably?
I would definitely vote against her if she voted with the Republicans.
Oh, okay. Now, after hearing all this information, which candidate in between Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Yasmin.
All right. And now lastly, having heard all of this information in this poll, what would you say is one of the most important issues or policy positions a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Abortion, women's rights.
All right. Oh, we're about 86% done. Cool.
What?
So now, would you please tell me your age if you feel comfortable with that? Or I can just give you maybe a range, and then you can tell me which category you fit in best.
I'm 53.
53?
Uh-huh.
All right. And now, what was the last grade you completed in school?
College. Graduated.
All right. Now, do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
If you'd asked me years ago, I probably would have said somewhat, but I think I'm getting, I don't know. I really don't. I guess liberal.
Liberal?
Normally I wouldn't have said that, but that's what I would say today.
All right. Well, liberal. And now, which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African-American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian-Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, or white slash Caucasian, or something else?
White slash Caucasian.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so, so much for your time and your participation.
All righty.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.